say, and I hope you could sing and the songs. And I appreciate the good singing. I appreciate Rox and their choir and the special singing, and Brother Teddy. I appreciate Brother Harold and some others, and those from the church. I appreciate. I need your prayers. Y'all all know where I'm at. I can't. I need God's help. But I just pray that I could be a help if He had used me. Somebody said, "Did you bring us some food?" And I said, "Well, no, but I'll be a waiter if He'll give it to me." And so if He'll give it to me, I'll just be a table waiter. I'll bring it. But I'm thankful that I'm saved. I thought as they were singing that, I firmly promise you. And you know, the message, I try sometimes to think too much about it, I believe, Brother Harold. But I don't know if it's directly to the lost, but I'm just going to preach what God gave me. But I want to say this: if you've never been saved, you heard him singing there, "Life is so uncertain." It's just uncertain, Brother Ted. I say at church, if is anybody here, raise your hand and promise me you'll be alive in an hour from now. And it'd take a complete, nobody in their right mind would say such a thing. But I tell you what, eternal life can be certain. Eternal life can be certain for you. It's certain for me. It's certain. I mean, now, it's been many a time since I got saved. Satan come along and try to tell me I ain't really got it. Brother Harold, I know I got it. That's his job to come along and tell you their life. But I know I got it. I thank God that the Lord see fit to come by my way one time. Show me the need in my life that I needed him more than anything in this world. And I'm glad, and I can stand here and tell you tonight, one of these days, whenever I get through with whatever God had me do here, when he's done with me, I'm going home. This ain't my home. I guess that's why I just don't love it as much as I used to. When it was my home, I did love it. And this is not I thought it was my home, but I want to tell you this. And I'll go on. You may love it, but I got news for you. This ain't your home either. That nobody's going to stay here. The Bible I read said this place is going to be burned up at his appearing. So you better be ready for his appearing. I desire you pray for me tonight. Last night I was as nervous as I could be. And I told Brother Jeff we was talking today. I said, "I ain't as nervous, and that scares me." If you know what I'm talking about. But I know I can't do anything without God's help. But I earnestly, I tried my best to pray all day as I could and study, and this come back to me. And I know I've tried to use this before sometime, maybe more than once, but this is what God's laid on my heart. I can't get away from it. And I desire that you pray for us tonight. And, you know, I thought about it, and maybe the Lord was showing me there, and I was kind of hard-headed a little bit and couldn't even recognize it, Brother Harold. If you're saved, when we die, that's not the struggling part. When we die, then that's the living. But where a Christian has his problems is through this life, is it not? That's where it takes us just stay where we need to be. But you pray for me. I want to read two different places, and I ask you to pray for me from the depths of your heart. I just want to be a help, and if God had used us tonight, Lord, it said in 1 Samuel, chapter 17, I want to read a verse, or maybe a couple of verses. It said in verse 15 of chapter 17 in 1 Samuel, it said, "But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousands, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge." And I'm going to flip over. I want to read a verse here, first verse in chapter 11 of 2 Samuel. It says, "And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and beside Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem." That's all I want to read, and I ask you to pray for me. I don't try to look for a title. I don't try to do that. I just try to mind the Lord. But all I could think about all day is what in the world happened to David. I just thought, what in the world happened to David? I mean, you know, at one point he's over there. He's minding his father. He's over there keeping sheep, Brother Jeff. And he's just being obedient. And I believe tonight, you pray for me, I believe that's going to be the key to this whole message, is just being obedient. That's what he's supposed to do. But he was keeping the sheep for his daddy over there. And that's not a big, prestigious job, I wouldn't find. He probably had to clean up after them and go get them and just help them along and hold them and not nothing. But, boy, he was glad to do it, wasn't he? He was glad to be doing that. He was happy out there. I believe, Brother Darrell, he was happy because that he was doing what his father, his earthly father, Jesse, had told him to do. Just go out there and tend to him. And then his older brothers went to fight in the battle. And then he said, "Okay, I want you to go check on him and care of something." And he went. Again, he was obedient. He didn't ask no questions. The Bible won't record nothing. And he said anything. And he said he found somebody to watch them sheep.
Yeah.
And he went to do what, again, his only duty. But then you go on a little further. You know, several, I don't know how old David was there. I don't know exactly how old, but I know how old Saul said he was a boy. So I figure he was just a younger lad. I figure he couldn't have been even 15 or 16. That's just my thought. But he was in God's will, and he was willing to go. And he got over there. He did go, didn't he? You ever notice this? David got over there, he said, before any fight even went on, before any victory that day happened, he said he shouted from the back. You know what he had at that time? He had confidence in God. He was trusting Brother Harold in the same God that he had both thought, that same God that delivered the bear. I don't know how old he was then. He may have been just a little old man. He's old enough to keep sheep with him.
Yeah.
And he had a heart enough. Thank God. He cared enough about it. Amen. He was willing to go up
again.
God found a bear. Amen. And he slew it. And then the same God delivered him and killed a lion. And he done what he was supposed to do. And he had victory. And he was happy. And he stayed out of trouble. And he was just going along, being happy, doing what he's supposed to do. Amen. But what in the world happened to David? Amen. When you go on, Brother Darrell, a little bit further, I don't know exactly how old he was. Maybe first 5 or 40. If I study it correctly. But he was a grown man. He had seen many victories. He had seen a lot of things since he whooped Goliath.
fight, Brother God. It don't fight. In fact, it was going through his mind. But it does fight. Here, the whole church was out on the back of it. The whole church was praying. The whole church was witnessing. The whole church was out there. Praying for God. And the king should have been the leader. I wouldn't even go with him. I want to tell you what, when we get idle, we will suffer hunger. An idle soul will suffer hunger. I want to tell you what in the world happened today. Amen. But I want you to know this. He didn't think much about like some of us. Brother Jim, I'm just going to get it into God's gift. Sometimes we don't think much about laying out of church. Amen. And this is about every church you see now. Amen. If you got 100 on Sunday morning, it'll be 20 on Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
That's all about it. If Jesus was telling my word about the shepherd that went left with 99 and went after one. I thought, man, now today, if a pastor or a preacher had to leave, he'd have to leave the one and go looking for the 99. He gives us the strength, amen, to walk right. had some pride, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Bless you, God.
You know what went from there. Everybody read the Bible.
Bless you, God.
Wound up having a baby. When he first heard the news, he's still out of God's will.
Said put him on the hottest part of the battle. Put him out there where basically where I'll be assured he'll get killed. And then this'll do away with it. It didn't. I want to tell you something. When we live like the world, it affects more than just you.
Amen.
When we want to live like the world, it affects a lot more. You better be careful what you do and how you act. I better be careful how I act. Brother Pete, God's got standards. Hey, I'm telling you, you can go down there and I'll say it. You can go to Coffee and say it. And you think there's probably a handful of people out of 500 that you want to be around.
Yeah.
Amen. Your daddy's one of them. Bless your heart. Amen. The rest of them may be coffee filled. But you ask them anything. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I'm saved. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to come to a close. Brother Darrell, I've been out of fellowship with God since I've been saved.
No,
Sounds to me like you're staying back. Amen. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to preach to nobody. Certainly not Brother Jeff, Pastor here. Not me. But if it's my wife, you ain't invited nobody, honey. You need to. He's done, you ain't got to wait for God to send the light and cold down. No. He's done told us to go out.
That's right.
Tell him to come here. Yeah. That my house may be peace. I love you and I appreciate you. I've enjoyed it. But I'm telling you, we got to stay on guard. We got to stay on guard. If you're saved, I believe you're going to heaven. But how many missed opportunities? You know what David said? I want to say this. You'll find it over there in Psalms there. He went back and prayed, and I won't remember the verbatim as they say. But he said something on the line of like, Lord, restore. He went on to say, create in me, oh God, a clean heart. He said some more things, Brother Harold, and then, you know what he said? He said, but then, I'll teach transgressors the way. Amen. You know why Satan wants to get me and you sidetracked? Oh, if you're sidetracked, you ain't going to witness to nobody.
Page 165.